living in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu, and Gundam. Like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my cho.
よ、皆さん、マングスティポッドキャストへようこそ。皆さん、よく聞いてくださってありがとうございます。今日のテーマはですね。
I used to start my podcast like that, really, really formally sounding, and I've slowly and surely become less and less formal to this podcast. Hey everybody, my name is John Sensei, the host of the Manga Sensei Show. Today I'm talking about something really, really fun in Japanese, that is greetings. Now, we've talked recently about saying hello, saying goodbye. Today we're going to talk about something that's kind of unique to Japanese and Asian cultures, in my opinion. Now that is saying hello and goodbye to people when they come over to your home, or when you visit someone else's home. This is extremely important to not only respect the culture, but also make sure that you move through it in a fluid way that makes everyone feel comfortable. When you enter a Japanese person's house, you'll come to a little part on the floor that is a genkan. This is a little spot where you take your shoes off and you enter their home. Entering their home does not start at the genkan, but once you step from the genkan onto the floor to tatami mats. This is then said something that is, you say something that is very important. That is, お邪魔します. お邪魔します basically means you're getting in their way. You're implying by going into their home that you're disturbing them. And it's a very nice way to be polite to them by saying, I appreciate you letting me come to your house. You're being very polite to them and is used with friends and family. However, it's important that when you leave, you also say something very, very important. That is, 失礼します. 失礼します can sometimes be used going into the house, but I prefer お邪魔します and 失礼します when you leave. 失礼します basically means to be rude. 失礼する to, or excuse me, pardon me for bothering you. You go into their house to bother them, and you leave their house having bothered them. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that you yourself were a bother, whether you're saying お邪魔します or 失礼します. That is simply implying that you're taking time out of their day, and you're simply trying to be polite to the hosts of the house. Now, this can also be used in cases where you may get in someone's way in all actuality. For example, if you are having to talk to someone who's in the middle of a conversation, you may say, ah, すみません, and then go on to speaking with them, or 失礼しますが, I'm sorry to intrude, but, excuse me for being a pain, but, that's what the ga is for at the end there. Now, sometimes people will mix this up. They may say, ah, 失礼します, as they enter the house, and as they leave, they say, ah, お邪魔しました. お邪魔しました is simply taking that お邪魔します that we say when we enter the house and putting in past tense, like, I'm bothering you, and then saying, sorry to have been a burden, and the like. Now remember, it is to enter a house, usually you'll say, お邪魔します, and then when you leave, you say, 失礼します. Let's practice that one more time, especially if you're new. お邪魔します. お邪魔します. The す becomes す, and then 失礼します. 失礼します. With that, 皆さん, 失礼します. Gotta punch in, get to work, see me my sense. Chotto matte, kudasai, nampa shita koto nai kedo, anata mecha kawaii. Ontoni, I stay facts.